listening to Executive Leaders Radio here on AM 860 WWDB, the Delaware Valley's Only Money Talk Radio. This is Herb Cohen with my co-host Susan Bishop from Bank of America.
Hello, Herb.
Hi, Susan. And we have a great lineup of guests for you on our show today, including Tom Joseph, CEO and founder of Bookminders. Hi, Tom.
Hi, how are you, Herb?
Great. What is Bookminders?
Our clients are companies and nonprofit organizations that would typically hire part to full-time in-house accounting staff. But because of turnover and training and a lot of the issues of managing part-time staff, they outsource that function to us. We run it for them on a turnkey basis.
So where'd the idea come from?
Years before I started the business, I was trying to help my father out with his small business. He had a bookkeeper that worked like 30 hours a week who was leaving. And it was at the dawn of the microcomputer age. And I thought, you know, I could put a software system in there. I thought it would run itself. But I realized that they would need somebody that probably had more skills than the person they just let go. My sister, who had gone to school but didn't work full time, said she'd do it, but only she could do a lot of the work from her home. And what we noticed quickly is that, you know, when somebody doesn't want to be there, they're very fast. She was very efficient and using a computer system in 3 hours a week. She was doing what this person took 30 hours a week.
So what makes Bookminder special is that its workforce is different than the norm?
Yes. I mean, our workforce is very unique. 90% of our employees work from home. A typical Bookminder works 30 hours a week. Of those 30 hours, they probably spend 10 hours out meeting with clients, gathering information. The other 20 hours a week, they work from their home office.
Are these people that are part-time people reliable, dependable, and capable?
Certainly they are. I mean, our company has grown. We get excellent quality reviews from our customers. We're very selective in hiring the people that we hire. They have to have a four-year degree, a minimum 5 years experience. Most of our employees have 10 or more years experience.
How long does a typical engagement last with a client?
Our engagements are probably on average about 3 to 4 years. We have some of the clients that we first got back in the early 90s are still clients with us.
So you're a newfangled accounting firm?
We're not. I mean, we don't do tax work. We don't do audits. We focus strictly on bookkeeping. We're more like a distant cousin to a payroll service.
Interesting. So the reason that I would bring you guys in to help my business is because I need a bookkeeper, but I don't need somebody full-time. And in fact, getting you guys involved, because you're doing it for a variety of different businesses, you sort of know what I need as opposed to having to train you.
Exactly. So our clients, they may want to implement job costing quickly. They want to implement fund accounting if they're a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Organizations that want to use their accounting system as more than just a checkbook manager. They want to get information out of it, be able to manage their business, have intelligence on their business. So mm-hmm. We'll do the scoop of vanilla, but our specialty is the hot fudge sundae.
So this workforce is dispersed through their own residences and offsite. How do you manage that workforce? How do you manage quality and the output that your client's getting?
That's a great question. We decided that we wanted to be a deliverables-based service, meaning we don't want to just be charging hours. We want to be on the hook for providing clean, reconciled trial balances to have a process that we repeat on a weekly basis. So the client is buying a process. It's a very simple process. We have quality assurance standards. And we bill in a very unique way. We bill based on transactions and base processing fees. So the Bookminders are held to that standard of delivering the service to those deliverables and to charge within that billing scheme. So we have an incentive system that's a win-win for the client, win-win for us.
Who is your typical employee then, someone who's not necessarily wanting to walk into an office to do this?
Our typical employee wants and needs flexibility. Most of our employees are people that may have been out of the workforce for a few years, want to work but don't want to work full-time. We have other people who've had full-time jobs and just can't make a 50 or 60-hour a week commitment and are looking for something that allows them to pick up their kids at the bus or to have other types of family commitments. So it's really about that work-family balance that the company was started.
Tom, are you a bookkeeper?
And I actually have an engineering background.
What? tell us more about your background.
I have an engineering degree from Carnegie Mellon, and I worked for Westinghouse Electric and another startup company. Both the companies that I work for are no longer in business, the big companies. But I always was about inventing and coming up with new systems, and there was something about, you know, I think my engineering background coming up with this process, that it's really something that a systems person would look at in terms of how you deliver this service. We need degreed accountants to run the system, but to actually think of it, price it, market it, I think having engineering.
And how large or how small is Bookminders?
We have 300 clients. Our office in Philadelphia is relatively new. Company is founded in Pittsburgh, and the bulk of our clients are there. But here we have about 50 clients and about a dozen bookminders.
So you're the master of helping flex time people keep themselves fully engaged, but yet balance the work-life environment and so on and so forth.
That's really what the company's about. I think we're one of the few or only companies that really started from the ground up figuring out how to use this workforce. So for us, a full-time employee is an exception.
Mm-hmm. How do you guys give back to the community?
Half of our clients are nonprofit organizations, and I have to say that whenever they ask, we do something. When you have over 100 nonprofit clients, you can't have a major way necessarily with one. Now, personally, I'm involved with a charter school system that I'm on the board with. I was a founding board member of a charter school system.
What makes the charter school special?
To me, what makes it special is the idea of delivering competition with in a market where there traditionally hasn't been competition. So it really excited me that there is a way not only to make a difference in the schools that we are starting, but they influence the schools that are in their neighborhood because now they introduce a competitive factor. And I found that aspect fascinating.
How young were you when your innovative streak began to show up? When did you start inventing better ways of doing things? How young were you?
I think going back to my summers working at the beach, that I could see that I wanted to be in business and was thinking about different things I could do. I always dreamed, even when I was in college, of like having a restaurant business or doing something that would be on my own.
Mm-hmm. And what does the future look like? Are you looking to expand even further?
Yes, we want to. The goal was really to not just do something that was be in Pittsburgh. I mean, we wanted to get into other major markets, to get together cities. So for us, it's to expand the whole system, to offer this kind of working opportunity to as many people that need flexibility across the country.
What's the process? How are you planning to do the expansion?
At this point, we're focused on the I-95 corridor of setting up. We need to be located relatively close to our workforce because there's a fair amount of training involved. So we have to establish training centers. So our target is to have another one in Jersey within the next year or two, and then moving down the I-95 corridor towards D.C.
And who's responsible for acquiring the clients? Is that part of the employee, the workforce's job, or is that part of the company's responsibility?
I have a partner. Terry Michael is our business development manager. We basically network with CPA firms. We complement the work that they do, especially with the increased audit standards. When accounting firms go into small nonprofits, they really can't step over the line and reconcile bank statements. So most of our leads come from CPA firms.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Tom Joseph, who is the CEO and founder of Bookminders, here on Executive Leaders Radio. We'll be back after this business spotlight.